So we have fabulous guests in with us this morning. Shania Twain is with us. Her brand new single is out now. Also the documentary, which is fabulous on Netflix. Did you have fun making that, Shania?
It was very interesting to make it. I had a lot of laughs looking back at my child self, you know, big gaps in my teeth and the guitar was bigger than me and all, you know, all that sort of stuff. But It was interesting to just remember it all. You know, it almost seems like the only career I've ever had is from the age of 30 on. You know, when I had my first radio hit was at 30 years old. And so much has happened since then that it was nice to sit back and go, wow, there was a whole other me before I had any success.
Yeah, my goodness,
you know,
me.
In the industry, just singing from young childhood. So, yeah, a lot of... It's very informative, the documentary about really what made me who the world then started to get to know from a certain point on. And it's fun for me to watch.
And you're such an amazing trailblazer as well. And you've always broken the boundaries. And, you know, you've done so much for women in the industry as well. Because, you know, it's not always been easy for women in what was a, you know, a very male industry, I think, as
well. Definitely. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of... there's a lot of sexism, there's a lot of ageism. I mean, even at 30, that was kind of old to have my first hit, you know?
That's crazy.
So, that's always been an uphill battle, right? But I think, you know, my childhood and being a childhood singer and in the circumstances, you know, violent household, we were really poor. Just having to learn the technique of mind over matter. And music being the greatest escape, which is why I ended up doing it so much, so young. By the time I was 30, I'm like, sexism? I can deal with that. Ageism? I can deal with that. You know, I was kind of fearless already by the time I got my recording contract. You know, if life wasn't going to get me down as a kid, it certainly wasn't going to get me down as an adult. So,
yeah. Great power. And I think you've given a lot of people power through, you know, you've gone through an awful lot. You know, you thought you'd never sing again after having Lyme disease as well. I mean, you've gone through so much. You're a warrior. You're amazing, Shania. We love you.
Thank you.
You're incredible. Aww. Wrote a first song when you were 10. Were you 10?
Yeah.
I know. I mean, that's fabulous. Shirley, when did you first start dancing? When did you have your first dance class, Shirley?
My first dance class was at 2 and it was ballet and then ballroom and Latin when I was 7.
Oh my goodness,
probably similar to the music industry, just something that I love, the music and the body moving to the music.
Yeah.
Oh. So I have to dance on the launch show this evening. So when they told me at 62, you've got to put a Latin dress on and give it a whirl, I thought, well, Jason might give me a step tap. No, he gives me the most difficult steps to do fast, keeping up with the younger generation. So that was challenging.
Oh, Shirley, you ace it. Honestly, when you see Shirley move on the floor, it's like age is just a number.
Know,
it's look at you go. Will there be dancing with Mr. Anton Dubek?
Well, I hope so through the run. You know, that's on my bucket list.
I know.
That I would love to do a beautiful Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers type foxtrot with him. To a beautiful slow piece of music.
Oh, please.
Yeah, I'd really
please,
like to do that.
Please, Sarah Jane of the Gang, Steph, let's make that happen. Please, that's got to happen. Jason Gilkerson, please. Also, is your dressing room all set up? We love your videos. Shirley does videos before the shows. The chicken videos, I was obsessed with those, where you have a whole chicken.
Well, this year it's been all refurbished.
Okay.
I'm all organised with what I'm doing, and I thought, actually, I would let the audience pick what kind of dresses they would like me to wear this time.
Oh, I love that. So they get involvement.
Because it's like 36 dresses throughout the run. So I thought I'll start putting on the rack a choice of 6 or 7 and then whoever picks, you know, the majority, I'll go with that kind of clothing or dress.
You hear that, listeners? You're going to have power.
So I need you to tune in.
Interactive
with me, yes.
Interactive, but that's what all the kids are doing now, David.
All the kids are
I literally can't even order a taxi on my telephone anymore. I'm like, I can bring a satellite down over somewhere, but I cannot. Yeah, it's. But Shirley, you're so brilliant on that. And TikTok, I mean, all that stuff, it's so much fun. Isn't it fun? Shania, you love a bit of TikTok.
It's random, it's fun, it's anything goes, and I really enjoy it. I have fun on it. You know, I do a bunch of random fun things that are silly and...
I've never quite done TikTok, so I'm going to have a look at your TikTok and see if I can get some tips.
It's fun. I have a lot of fun doing it. I think it is very interactive and very, It's spontaneous,
yeah,
I guess. And it gives you an immediate connection with people. It's instant. So I really love it. I have fun with it.
Okay.
Yeah. David Tennant, will we be seeing you on TikTok?
I'm obviously very old.
I don't know.
I'll ask my kids.
I know. I'm a bit like that. What is the Snapchat? My children are like, you do not need to be on there, Mum. No. What's this OnlyFriends? Mum, no. Definitely no. They let me know these things. Shirley, what are you expecting from the dancers this year? I mean, last year, we say this every year with Strictly, could they possibly get any better? Last year, Rose, oh my goodness, me, and John, and AJ, I mean, Dan Walker, they were a fabulous year, and we've got a fabulous lineup this year. What are you expecting? What are you hoping for?
Well, I think it's fasten your seatbelt and hang on to your hat. You know, we can't compare it to the last series. We can only go with the current time and how it's going to be. We've got an absolutely fantastic cast. You know, we've got 20 professionals on. We've got four new ones who are absolutely sensational. We've got names on there that, I mean, I've met some of them and they are ready to go and they are ready to perform. And I get the feeling that it's really quite competitive.
Oh, yes.
You know, so every year you think, but this year I've got that that really genuine feeling that it was competitive. So, and of course, we're on 100 years of the BBC. That we're going to have iconic things this year, tributes to BBC shows. We've got all our normal shows back with Blackpool, Musicals Week, Halloween Week. So many different things. And they've got some tweaking going on, some new little things that'll be on the show. So you really have to tune in to watch that.
Every year it steps up. It steps up every year. Honestly, yeah. It's the best entertainment. We love it. Good luck
Sarah
to the gang.
James, she doesn't just rest on a laurel. She makes sure there's...
Isn't she? And of course, Rylan and Jeanette will be there with It Takes Two from Monday as well. So you get as much Strictly as you can possibly imagine. We'll play some music. And then, David, we've got to talk about... You're going to be on the stage soon.
Yes.
Very excitingly. You've got that look in your eyes.
It's all it's exciting.
Terror. Is that what it is? It all comes back, though, David. It's like riding a bike, she said.
Roll over.